views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show, Psychic Cup of Coffee, with Kelly Sutliff on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a gifted psychic medium who has worked in her industry for over 14 years. During this hit show, Kelly will be offering inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief and share with people that the psychic world is very real. Psychic Cup of Coffee's message is simple. It's all about keeping psychic ability real and how it is a part of our world every single day. We just need to pay attention and listen. Are you listening? Call 1-800-930-2819 with your questions. Now here is your host, Kelly Sutliff.
Hi everybody, welcome to Psychic Cup of Coffee. Today we were going to talk about a really important thing that daily we should be doing, and that is the form of meditation, relaxation, the form of connecting to your inner self, to be quiet. Hey, how about that? Who hasn't been quiet lately? I know I haven't. We just actually got a puppy. Remember I told you that Maxine had passed away about 6 weeks ago, and we were on the hunt for another corgi, and Mo has entered our world. We call him Mojo, and he is a doll of a puppy. And unfortunately, though, we got him on Sunday. And you know how you forget when you have a puppy, how all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, they get up in the middle of the night. Oh, I got to get out and let them out. Oh my gosh. You know what I mean? Here we go. It's like sleep deprivation, that whole bit, training them, making sure that they nap and all that other stuff, and keeping them quiet when they're supposed to be quiet, not chewing on things. And you know what? It's like, you know, we get caught so caught up in everything with moments and different things that go on that we forget actually to center. And obviously I need a little centering with the few days I've had with little old Mojo here. And it's really important, and I can't stress this enough. For 14 years as a psychic medium, in the work that I do, I have encountered thousands and thousands of people. And the one thing I could advise actually in our world and to my clients and to everyone listening is how important it is actually that you ground your energy every day, that you meditate, that some part you pray, whatever it is. But at some part of your day, you have to do that. You have to connect with who you are. Because when you fail to connect with who you are, what happens is you get chaotic, you get frenzy, you yell at people. Maybe you shouldn't be yelling at people. You get crazy. You get hyperkinetic when people are driving on the road. Your mind's going 24/7 about something that angered you. And you never let it go. And because you never let it go, it just keeps building and building and building. And when we have that that it's like almost like a transposition of energy that happens within you, the only way you can rid it is actually to be quiet. And that's as simple as it gets. You have to be quiet. And if you are not quiet, what happens, like I said, it just builds and your energy levels all the way from your aura, all the way through your chakras, all the way down to your toes. We all have these energy points and these energy fields in our body. And what happens is, you know, when we have flow, it's supposed to be flow from the very top of our head all the way down to our toes. And what it will do is that flow will get anchored in a spot in our body that's not so healthy, right? So what happens when that's not so healthy? You end up having sickness. You end up getting aches and pains where you shouldn't be having them. You know, God forbid you get a chronic disease because you haven't been listening for 20 years. But trust me, it's that important, because for our health reasons, for our mind reasons, for our wholehearted self, to rid the negativity of when you have an argument with somebody, rid it away and get rid of it. It's heavy stuff. It's junk that just wants to throw you in jail with your emotions, throw you in jail with your, you know, sense of imbalance. And I don't know about you, but I'm not playing Monopoly lately. And it's important, actually, you know what? You need to really, really understand that if you don't do that, there's so much negativity that can happen with you. And here's the thing. You know, we've really been in transition in the last 4 or 5 years here, you know, as a consciousness of people, as a country, as, you know, our society. people are shifting into really kind of who they want to be, what they want to be when they grow up. It doesn't matter if you're 60 years old, 50 years old, or 22. You know what I mean? We're all shifting. And when we have that type of energy field that's happening so quickly, what we need to remember is actually by not grounding our energy, by not focusing on what our goals are, by not keeping, you know, things that are imbalance and maybe even people that are imbalanced that should be staying away from us. It just drives it home in your energy field that, you know what, it begins to fester. And the only way I can describe it is, remember how like when you were a kid and you get a scab because you were climbing a tree or playing outside or riding your bike or goofing around or whatever, and you put a Band-Aid on it, and before you know it was like oozy and yucky, and put another Band-Aid on it and put Bacitracin, or we used to have that stuff, I can't remember what it was called, but you know, it burned like heck, and it was, you know, like a color, a yellow color that they would put on it. And you never wanted to get a bad boo-boo because, you know, that stuff was coming. But the point being is that, you know what, that's what our energy does. If it doesn't clear out, if it doesn't stay balanced, if we don't stay whole within our soul. And you know what, and it's really important that we understand that. There are so many chaotic people in our world that deserve better, that deserve to have their, you know, happy not taken away from them. How cool is that saying, huh? Don't get your let anybody take your happy away. And because our energy gets used and abused and of people or situations, and we don't stick up for ourselves, and we don't come into the place of understanding that, you know what, maybe that's not so healthy, so right. I mean, look at all the battered women out there. Look at all the battered men out there. Look at the situations at hand there that, you know what I mean? Someone just wants to raise their hand and say, okay, I'll be your victim today. I'll be your you know, person to, you know, beat up today. You know, in view of the fact that we've seen some pretty violent stuff yesterday in the media in reference to the football player, you know, getting nabbed basically for beating his fiance at the time. And you know what? You look at that stuff and you're like, really? And that person stayed with him? And that person thought it was okay. So energetically, you know what, I would love to actually to meet with her and say, okay, what has gone on with you? Let me clear you with all this negativity so you never have to face it again. And that's an important piece actually to the energy of where we are, who we are, that you know what, no way in heck is anybody ever allowed to take that away from you. No one is ever allowed to talk badly to you. No one is allowed to, you know, do those type of nasty things that we were all taught, actually, as we teach our children, right? Well, as adults sometimes, you know what, we take it. And as in an adult situation with that too, you know what, and that's not right, whether it comes from, you know, abusive situation, a business situation, or a relationship, or, you know, whatever the choice of the matter is, it's a matter of actually keeping your energy whole. And if your energy was whole, let me tell you, no one would be able to, you'd be like a vice. No one would be able to penetrate your energy or your mind or your body in that sense to harm you. So we have to remember actually that that's the importance of meditation. That is the importance of grounding your energy. That is the importance of actually not letting anything be negative that wants to harm you. You know, and it's really as people, we need to understand that because we so forget that every day. We so forget that. And we're going to talk a lot today on how to do this. It's really important how to. It's really important to be methodical. It's almost like brushing your teeth every day. Same difference. Meditation, same thing. It's even important actually, you know what I mean? Just as a learning tool to be able to do that, to be able to focus so that, you know what, we don't work within a negative space, because when we work within a negative space of who we are, what we're about, what happens is then that negative stuff says, oh, good, Kelly's raising her hand. She wants a bunch of negative stuff to come her way. And she's pretty negative right now. Let me just run over there and tap her and give her a little negativity. And that's what we're going to avoid. You want to avoid all that. We're in such a high-paced energy whatever we think, say, and do will happen, and it's that simple. And we forget that. We forget that we need that space. We need that energy of love. We need that balance. And when we don't have that, what happens is that it becomes so jockey is the right word. So we want to prevent all that jockiness, right? We want to be balanced. We want to be whole. We want to be in love. We want to be in passion. And we need to do that to be able to cope. There's lots of changes going on with our world, everybody. We all feel that sense, that, right? Just name one word, ISIS, and that brings it to a whole new level. And we need to really keep our balance. So we're going to run to break, and we're going to be going to talk all about the importance of meditation today. Be back in a moment, everyone.
I love how your eyes close whenever you kiss me.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on transformationtalkradio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit psychicmediumkelly.com. That's psychicmediumkelly.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, intuit.com or call 844 letter B, intuit.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
So many times.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Psychic Cup of Coffee. We were talking about the importance of meditation and grounding our energy today and being one with ourselves, right? And how often during our day we don't do that. Okay, I see a raise of hands. Everybody could raise their hand on that one, me included, even though I'm pretty mantra about, you know, doing my bits. But you know what? We get human and some days forget. And the importance of that is you have to remember that we're sacred. We're sacred people. We're sacred individuals. We are people who are honored, we're whole. And if we just told ourselves that every day, and if we just centered ourselves every day in meditation or in prayer, to say that those words to yourself, I am sacred, I am whole, I am filled with good, goodness comes to me, I am balanced, I am not in a place of chaos, chaos will not find me. Those are some really key things for you to say in your daily mantra to yourself. Because once you start saying it, you start believing it. And it is as, about as simple as, you know, like I said before, brushing your teeth, brushing your hair, taking a shower, whatever. It's so important that actually it becomes part of your daily routine. What I would see actually with when I would work with people as a psychic medium is I would see people come into my office and right away I could tell how imbalanced they were. I would just hold their hands as I start when I do a reading. And I would hold them, and in doing so, I would actually understand and see how jockey they were. And it's important actually to keep all that balance in place, because if you don't, what transpires is that you will start to collect all that negativity in your world, and it'll stick into your body. It'll stick into your mind. You'll have emotional problems. You'll get, you know, even, you know, so chaotic that you can develop mental problems because your energy is so off. And it's not necessarily, you know, a genetic thing. It can happen actually with environment. And because you're creating that environment, guess what? You're the one that's helping to aid into that. And I'm a firm believer, actually, you know what, when I hear people who have addiction and they, you know, right away run to AA, you know what I mean, after their treatment, because that's kind of a big source, but is it the right source? And they'll run to AA and do their, you know, 12-step program and go forward and continue with that. But really what they need to do is they need to see a healer. They need to see someone who can heal their energy. They need to see someone who can balance them out. They need to see someone who can intuitively tell them maybe why they're doing this and to heal that. And even like past life regressions or work with a healer or someone doing Reiki on them. That's more the benefit. That's more the balance that they get so that people can't harm them. They can't harm others with their energy. They have more of a fulfilled energy within them. So maybe, hey, guess what? They're not going to use. I feel, you know, in some ways actually, you know, even though AA is an awesome program, it's a great source, but it's also pretty overused. And you know what? There's, you know, if anyone's, you know, in an addiction phase, that's the easiest fix to get your next hit because everybody knows their next dealer, right? In those areas or what have you. And so I see there's too much abuse within that system. And when I look at that and I think, wow, you know what? If these people were taught to meditate, if they were taught to balance themselves, if their energy was worked on so that they could heal and balance them their own self, wonder if they'd use. Wonder if they'd be in that situation, because you know what, they could call within their inner sense and feel that balance, or work with a healer to work with their energy so that they won't go there anymore. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. That's the reality of actually of how meditation and balance can create that. And if we choose not to, and you choose the chaos and you choose, you know, the addictive behaviors and you choose the meanness, or you choose the, you know, raise your hand and say, yep, I'm going to be a, you know, a real crummy person today, or I'm going to be really obnoxious and it's going to be all about me and I'm really selfish and all that goes within that. You are going to get a chaotic day like you've never have seen before. You're going to drive to work. It's going to be traffic. You're going to be complaining. You're going to have some more negativity come your way. You're going to have, you know, the imbalance of people, of friends, of family. And what good's that? We're all here to, like, balance, you know, come in together, right? live the love, live the balance, live, be able to, you know, be happy. And when things start to be able, start happening, when you know what, your happy gets taken away, that's about as imbalanced as it can get, man. And you know what, if we don't start really understanding of how the importance of all of this is, because we're in such a generation, we are in such a place of magnitude of letting this beautiful flow of energy in with us, that, you know what, why wouldn't you be a part of it? And it's like, you know, it's in I, you know, even when I want to relate to, like, I see these neurotic parents, all right, and they're not pretty balanced themselves, then what happens? They get neurotic kids, and, you know, the kids all of a sudden have real issues or social issues or can't cope anymore. And the, you know what I mean? Hello, why not? If you're like that, your kids are going to be like that. And you know what? And that's, you really have to watch out for the emotional power struggle. And if you meditated every day, and if you balanced your energy every day, and you don't even have to really meditate, you can I mean, obviously meditation is a great place when you're in that space, when you learn how to do it. But if you just talk to yourself nice and say, I'm honored today by this. I am in a space of goodness. I am in a space of love. I am loved. I am no longer addicted to OxyContin. I am no longer addicted to alcohol. I am pure. I am honored. I'm one. You know, those are powerful, because what you're doing is you start to throw out to the universe, to God, to your angels, your guides, whomever you would like to call that. And you would, you center yourself so that you're given the green light to the universe to say, hey, I need some help. This is what I need. I'm ready to get rid of this energy. I'm going into this power place, man, and I'm going to be 100%. And when you start, when you're in that space, then the universe says, okay, we need Kelly to get this. We need to help her get this. All of a sudden, serendipity plays in a factor. People start, you start running into people who can help you. You start running into people who can balance you. All of a sudden, you run into an old friend that you haven't heard from in ages. And guess what? She's, you know, developed a meditation group and she's just invited you in. Or you run into a person, like you said, that you graduated from college with, and you're so frustrated with your work. And all of a sudden, you know what? He's doing a startup company and he wants you to come on, and you're a great accountant and you're going to work with this venture capital company and work with this new business. So that's the stuff that happens when you can center your mind and that balance of flow comes in. It's when we have, like I said, when we choose not to, because we're all choosing not to, all right? We're choosing not to deal. We're choosing not to pretend and let it go away. Can we just, like, talk about the, you know, what's going on with our government and their presidency here? And nothing goes away that's negative. It just keeps building and building and building. And if you don't address it, like of our, you know, terrorism problem with ISIS and, you know, the two beheadings of our Americans that happened in the last few weeks. Geez, I don't know what else is can happen. What else is going to be planned? And that's what I'm saying. You can never avoid negativity in because it just builds and builds and builds until it shoots itself up into your face, basically, so that you can actually kind of deal with the situation. So if you truly, as a government, want to be an avoider, and you truly want to be a person, be an avoider, then we're in big trouble, because energetically you're giving it the force for negative stuff to happen. It's really that yin and yang balance, and that balance that we need with, like I said, even it's just within ourselves, but it's also within our universe, our country, our world. And when it gets out of balance, then you're going to have war. You're going to have terrorism. You're going to have economy that goes crazy, that maybe, you know, and look what has happened the last 5 or 6 years with us. Even longer, we want to go back 7 or 8 years. So where do we go from here? We go into our centering with meditation, like I said. We go into our placement and how we contend with that. And the beauty of it is that when we start to work within it, we can branch it out so that we actually move our energy so that goes into the world. It goes into our country. It goes into our space where it can heal our world. So we're going to talk a lot about that in our next break, and we're going to discuss exactly how we're going to be able to put all this together. But the most important piece of it is it comes from you first, and then it builds. It's almost like when you take a rock and you throw it into, you know, a pond, and how the ripples and the waves then happen away from it. That's what meditation does for our center. That's what it does for our soul. That's what it does for others. And we're going to share all that information when we get back, everybody, and talk about exactly the importance. Feel free to call in so that we can discuss how you meditate, what you do. There'd be some great ideas that we can get so we can share with others. And we'll be back in a moment and after this break.
To Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Negative self-talk plays a major role in how we create fear and anxiety. You're probably familiar with that worried, insecure, or critical voice that rises from somewhere deep inside, often at the most inopportune moments. You don't seem to choose the limiting, anxiety-triggering, or self-sabotaging thoughts, nor do you seem to be in control of them. Over the years, I've found that rather than ignoring or suppressing these negative thoughts, what works best is to redirect the mind with at least three counterbalancing arguments that shed light on the opposite, positive points of view. For example, if your negative thought was something bad will happen, counterbalances could be, right now I'm okay. There have been many times I was worried and everything turned out well. I have the strength and abilities to handle anything that comes my way. Positive counterbalancing is training your mind to search for and find uplifting and empowering perspectives for any given situation.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Psychic Cup of Coffee. We're talking about how important our mental mind is, actually, with our meditation every day. And I'm a firm believer that, actually, you know what? To keep yourself grounded, you got to keep your feet on the ground so that your head can be out of the clouds. And it's really that balance, that simple. And when we forget, actually, to do that every day, It's when chaos can find us. I started to talk about the importance of actually how we balance, how we ground ourselves, how look at our world, how unbalanced it's been. But on a good note, we're getting there. We're going to be in a betterment of place. We're going to be in a betterment of our universe. It's part of our work ahead of us, right? To find peace in our world. So if you can't find peace within yourself, how are we going to find it in our world is the big question. Well, the best way to go about that is to center yourself every day. I call this exercise, and this is actually how I got the name of my show, actually. It's called, How to Get Your Psychic Cup of Coffee Every Day, and how to center yourself so that you're balanced, and how the information of energy and love can pour through you so that you can create abundance in your world. And when we create abundance in our world, what happens is it just is that ripple effect, like I talked about when you throw a stone into a pond and it just ripples its way out. Well, here's what's cool is that when you start to work it and work with your energy, you have that ripple effect onto others also. And what happens is that if you can just find your space every day, find your space of where you are, want to be in your quiet space. I would say, throw your coffee on for the morning and just sit for 3 minutes. That's all I'm asking, 3 minutes. And allow yourself to be in that quiet space. I mean, there was nothing better in my world, I got to be honest with you, with how my, three teenagers, one's off to college already, but my two girls are home. We just got a new puppy, and Mabel's doing a great job with her, which is nice, but still that, got to make sure that the food issues and the toy issues are okay with those two dogs, and just, keeping them with work and the balance of things and the in and out of the just life, right? It's busy. When I can get up every morning and have those 3 minutes to myself, okay, and start my day that way, fantastic, all right? When I don't get those 3 minutes, all right, Crabby Abby, here I am. And, and then you have to remember to redirect yourself. So if you can just sit in your quiet space, wherever that is, and just kind of close your eyes and just go blank. Don't start your day. Don't think about what you have to do. Just go blank and just say a prayer, whatever that would be, to yourself, to God, to, your energy, and just say, I'm going to ground myself, ground my energy. I'm going to plant myself today. I'm going to be not in chaos. I'm looking for love and balance throughout my day. I am seeing this happen. Start envisioning it, seeing what you're going to do, when you get to work, your drive in, and as you start to envision and just ask for a spiritual light, a spiritual light is like, your God energy around you, your protectiveness, your holiness. All right. And ask actually that for that energy to come upon you, starting from your etheric body, which is your aura. When people get sick, they get sick in their outside aura first, and then it moves, targets its way into your, physical body. And that's what people forget. Like even when they go to have a surgery or they go to have, cancer treatment, so they go to work with, their addiction. You need to heal what's on the outside as much as you do with what's in the inside. And there's studies that show that people who do Reiki before they have a surgery heal faster than people who don't. Now go figure. And, because what are you doing? You're working with that energy that's around you to heal it, it's almost like you got a gaping hole with, this Band-Aid that's been put over and it's been oozing, and you got to get a bigger Band-Aid to keep putting the Band-Aids over it, right, to heal it up. Well, not the case. If you just actually healed it the right way, you wouldn't have to need all those Band-Aids, right? So as you start to center your energy and you're bringing in this beautiful, beautiful, whatever color you pick, blue, green, white, silver, gold, energy that pours down from your crown chakra into your crown chakra, from your etheric body. It's almost like, envision like a pitcher. That's probably the easiest thing to do. And you just envision like a pouring over the top of your head. And as it pours this beautiful space of energy of love and this beautiful sense of who you are, and it's honoring you, and it's pouring it down from your crown chakra into your third eye, which is on your forehead, all the way down into your throat chakra, And when you get to that throat chakra, I want you to say, anyone who's ever harmed me with words, anyone who I have harmed with words, I want that all to be healed. Because we do a lot of with our mouths sometimes, it isn't so cool. And vice versa with other people doing that to you. And you want to heal that. And if you need to even mention a name or two, we'd never mention any names. Funny. But you want to center that and heal that person also. Even if it's the worst scenario, okay? But you know, it still needs healing. And then as you move this energy from your throat chakra and it moves into your heart area, really concentrate on that area, releasing any negativity, any cords, attachments, heavy stuff that's happened from a lifetime, so that you can keep the balance within. And when that centers itself, when it comes down through your heart chakra, you're releasing any sorrows you've had, any issues at hand with your relationships, with possibly a passing of a loved one. And then move this beautiful energy that's just pouring from this pitcher down from your heart chakra into your tummy area, which is your solar plexus. And always remember that in this area, if you have lower back issues, irritable bowel issues, female issues, stomach issues, let all that tenseness away. Take it away. We don't need it anymore. And as this beautiful energy just moves its way and pushes its way into your knees, keeping this balance of energy, of light that moves from your knees into this beautiful pathway of direction that goes through your knees, it moves its energy all the way down now to your feet. You're going to move any negativity away from your feet, any direction of things that you've been taking away from this area, this energy pocket. And as you get to your feet, envision a tree, an anchor, a rock, whatever your visual, your tool would be to center your energy. And as you bring that energy into this area, watch. All of a sudden you feel grounded and planted because you're envisioning this beautiful tree. I'm always a big oak tree person myself. And just envision, like, you know, that energy just grounding your feet. Your feet have just become an oak tree. And so what happens when your feet are an oak tree, as silly as that is? Okay, we're going back to, I'm pretending you're all like kindergarten. And your feet are in an oak tree. What happens is then you start to envision the leaves. You start to envision the tree trunk. And then it starts growing roots into your feet and your toes. And as it moves into your feet, you're anchored into Mother Earth. You're balanced. So that you're grounding Mother's Earth energy. And you're taking it with you. And you're going to be planted for your day. See the two words grounded and planted, how they play into working in meditation, because that's what you're doing. You're grounding and planting your space, your energy, so that, you know what, you're not going to be, you know, chaotic and nutty and cuckoo, and you're going to be a kind person today. And so that way you're not going to have any negativity allowed in. So as you use this energy field and you're using this beautiful protective bubble that's all around you, what happens is that, as silly as this is to say, when people try to be negative towards you, it bounces right off. They'll even stop because they can't even get attributed anymore. And people who want to, like, you know, try to take your happy, guess what? All of a sudden you have this sense in you that you're like, no way you're taking my happy. Or maybe you couldn't have said that before. Or maybe you couldn't have stood up to that person. Or maybe you couldn't have or you would have withheld, you know, the situation of frustration and just put up with these type of people. So what happens is, the beautiful process of this is, you're weeding out any negativity, any junk that's ever come around you. That would be places, people, things, situations that maybe you caused too, because we can all sometimes be not the best of angels. And you weed all that stuff away. It's all gone. And that's how you start your day. You don't start, and you can do it in bed before you even get up in the morning. Or as I always say to people, okay, literally, if you can't, we have 3 minutes in the shower, you know, or in my world these days, you know, to get the kids off to school and do your bits and run to work and everything else. So it's important that actually just use that as the tool, use that as your time. So, but the important part is that you have to make time. And sometimes you can do it actually, you know, 2-3 times a day. I obviously do that a lot too with the work that I do. But you have to at some point get your quiet. You got to get your quiet and not have anyone else around you, because it makes you a better person. It makes you a balanced person. And we're going to continue talking about this actually to go into our next segment into our show. But remember to always ground. Be back in a minute, everybody.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen, www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
So I've just showed you or told you how to do the meditation practice that I've been doing for years and showing my clients how to do it. Pretty easy, simple, huh? You know, it's no heavy lifting. It's no heavy thinking. It's just a matter of you taking a time out for yourself, a healthy time out for yourself so that, you know what, you can be grounded. How about that? And, you know, what really is cool, as we talked about before, is that, you know, if you center yourself and you work within yourself, that you're whole. And what you can also do is as you start to get good at this, it's so important to actually start envisioning our world whole, our country whole, our environment where we work whole. We create this. Before you even walk into work, man, you should be like, I am happy as a clam. Nothing's going to faze me. It's all going to work out well. I am getting this business contract. I am having a super day. I'm making my numbers. I'm a nurse. As a nurse, I'm seeing all my patients. Everything's going smoothly. I'm healing people today. Do you think anybody walks into their environment and does that? No. Do they need to? Yes. And if you just started to do that, watch how your environment changes with your kids. It is so important to ground them, even though that they may say, oh, mom's crazy. I used to do this all the time with my little kids. They were great. And they just dug it because we, you know, they'd understand it. I'd be like, okay, let's be a tree today. Let's be grounded. And they'd stop. And of course they'd do silly things and they'd ground themselves. And you know what? I was showing them how to work with their energy. So when they're hyperkinetic, how to be quiet. To this day, my kids will say to me before they have a test, before they play a game, mom, will you ground me? Why do they do that? Because you know what? They get it because they were taught it. So I know I've done my job as a mom that when they go to be adults, that they'll use that energy. They'll know what that is. That's important as parents that we understand that for our kids, because we have all these kids growing up, you know, in dysfunction, parents that possibly don't care, parents that are just into their work, parents that don't really jive with, you know, how to raise a kid and you probably shouldn't have had them to begin with. And there's a lot of dysfunction. They're having to find it out on their own. And whenever a child has to find it out on their own, you're asking for trouble because they're going to, you know, go down directions that maybe won't be so healthy. So if we can do this as parents, and because you own their energy, I say this all the time as a parent, you own those kids' energy. And whether they know it or not, but you own it. And so when you go to hug those kids, your children, and you go to kiss them and goodnight, or you hug them or whatever, just say in your mind's eye, when you give that extra squeeze, you're grounded today. I'm grounding you. You're planted. You're going to have a great day tomorrow. I'm envisioning you passing your test. Ask them to see that too. And as you start to do that, watch how that changes. Granted, sure, you got to study for the test. You just can't like go out there and take the test and say, oh yeah, I've grounded myself, so I'm going to pass. I mean, you always have to put foundation to everything, right? You have to put foundation with your work. You got to put foundation with your work environment, with your relationships. You got to put foundation with your children, you know, so they can grow up to be great adults and good citizens. And that's really just the easy component. But the easiest thing to do in your world, if you can do it the right way, is to be able to ground your energy and center yourself. And that's the gift. That's the gift of meditation. That's the gift of actually creating, you know, good stuff in your world. You know, it gives support to your mental mind. It clears you from the clutter so that stuff won't happen anymore. It clears you from the space of maybe who people might be energetically cluttered around you. And that then you know that that's not so good anymore. So it's creating that space, that boundary of goodness that you're so deserving of. I mean, my gosh, no one comes in this world to be a murderer. No one comes in this world to be a jerk. No one comes into this world. We're all born perfect, all right? We're all born, you know, perfect. We still are perfect. We're still God's perfect children. But, you know, we make some choices that maybe might not be the right ones. And I often think to myself, geez, if any, you know, just like what I talked about before, if someone was an addict, if they were just shown, you know what, the power of intuition and meditation in that space, wow, think about that. How that would make their world different and how that would heal them so that maybe they wouldn't have made those choices to use. Or even with kids when they're so stressed out and they're so out there, right, with things. Well, you know what, we talked about this before. Some people can't balance their own self, so they're going to have imbalanced kids. But I think too, it's that, you know what, if they just had, you know, a class, you know, 1 week, I'd love it. Okay. Everybody not take your classes this week. Everybody drop math. How about that? Everybody drop math and English. Kids would love that for a week, wouldn't they? Drop math and English. And you know what, let's just meditate. Let's show you how to ground your energy. Let's go back to school. Let's show you what it really is important and what a great tool this is. And when we would start to do that, watch the difference. They would come back the following week. They'd all be, you know, prepared. They'd be going back to do their work. They'd be focused. They would have the heebie-jeebies out before they would take a test. They would be balanced. You know what? They would make a difference and maybe, you know, not be so nervous and be able to, you know, make a team. You know, it's huge. I should have been a teacher. And, well, I'm a teacher. My teacher with what I do. But you know what? I would have been the greatest teacher to be able to, like, every day start our day. I would make these kids meditate. I would ground them. I would plant them. I would show them how this works. Before we go to take a test, we would all ground ourselves. We'd envision those good grades coming towards us. Literally, that's how you got to think. That's, as an adult, that's how you got to think. When you're starting to, you know, do a business presentation, when you're looking for a raise, okay, you know, you should be envisioning that, you know, $10,000 in your, already in your bank account that you're asking for. That's what I'm saying, is that you need to actually remember how we talk to one another, how we talk to ourselves, are the roots of what we create within our day. Meditation will balance you so well and keep you in tune with what your mental body needs, your physical body needs, and your universe body, is what I like to call it, your universe body. And what that will do is it all has to gel. It can't be discombobulated where one part of me gets it, the other half doesn't. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with saying I'm whole today, and anybody who's not whole, stay away from me. You're not allowed in. And when you start to say those things and act like that, then you know what? Those people who are negative schmegatives, stay away. They don't even know why, but they're staying away. But who cares? You know why. Because you told them you can't be in your space anymore. They can't be in your energy field. So we have to remember that, you know what? To inspire ourselves and to be in this beautiful space of emotional balance, you got to let go of the struggles, man. You got to take them away and you got to let go of the struggles so that, you know what? It can't affect you anymore. When we come to it, when we look at our world and our place of peace and asking for peace, as you meditate and you ground yourself, and you're all going to do this, I know you are, but as you start to do that, the beautiful thing is start envisioning our world peaceful. Start envisioning our soldiers, you know, that are fighting for our country, protected, grounded, planted, balanced, you know, no post-traumatic stress when they come home, keeping them whole, keeping them, our country safe, protecting our borders, really take this out there and envision that. Pray, you know, as you pray and meditate and you envision this and say, we are whole. We are all balanced. Our world is balanced. We are healed. We are helpful. We are one with one another. You know, we create that awareness and we practice it. So we're going to remember that for our next week, everyone. Everyone's going to meditate, I know. And we're going to return and talk about some really great subjects next week on Psychic Cup of Coffee. And we will all see you then. Everybody, happy meditation. Namaste.
You've been listening to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff. Tune in for this hit show every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, offering inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they've lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Psychic Cup of Coffee's message is simple. We just need to pay attention and listen. Are you listening? For more information and to contact Kelly, visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com or call 978-420-8213. Again, that's 978-420-8213. See you next week!
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the best in talk radio.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.